Another day is here, and you're ready for it. What to wear? Check. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner? Check. Planning for what's next and how to save for it? That's where Bank of America can help. For your financial to-dos, Bank of America has experts ready to help get you closer to your goals. Get started at one of our local financial centers or 24-7 in our mobile banking app. Find a location near you at bankofamerica.com/talktous. What would you like the power to do? Mobile banking requires downloading the app and is only available for select devices. Message and data rates may apply. Bank of America NA, member FDIC.
The pride, passion, and pageantry of college football lives here. This is the Paul Feinbaum Show, Hour 3 podcast.
This might be college football heaven.
Back. Second half is live. What an afternoon. This has been. A couple of people mentioned the absence of Legend. We were wondering if he is okay. Legend is next.
What's going on, my brother from another mother? How you
Legend,
doing,
Legend, welcome back.
Man, it's good to be back, Paul. You know, Paul, when you're the four-time Feinbaum heavyweight champion of the world, you ain't got a call every day. That's right, ladies and gentlemen. The four-time champ is back. Back in the house. I've been on vacation. Been out enjoying, celebrating. Had my Feinbaum championship trophies with me everywhere I went. Everybody kept telling me, them folks on Feinbaum, they talk about they the greatest. I said, yeah, but they got no hardware. Got no hardware. How are you the greatest if you got no hardware? You know, Pa, I feel like coming up in here today with a radio steel chair and just start beating the hell out of some of these weak-ass callers you got, brother. I tell you the truth, man. Let me tell you something, Chris, little Clemson fan. Man, you try to go after Squirrel, that's like Vanderbilt. Try to go after Alabama. You're a rookie, dude. You're a rookie. And you're batting 188 right now with no homers on the season, dude. I tell you to shut up, and I tell you to shut up and sit down. That's what I tell you, brother. Sit your ass down and wait till somebody tells you to raise your hand. That's what you do, brother. And as far as you go, JK, let me tell you something, dude. You are the dumbest ass person to ever call this show. Want to talk about Yale. Hey, Paul, what about that Yale powerhouse? Woo! What about that Princeton defense, Paul? Ain't that some amazing stuff, brother? That's some amazing stuff right there, dude. Man, you so stupid, man. Let me tell you something. The Alabama Crimson Tide, we're like the New York Yankees. We're like the L.A. Lakers. We're like the Boston Celtics. We are friggin' college football, dude. All you are is a hater, and you're not very good at that. You're a dumbass hater. So won't you sit down and shut your mouth, too, before I put a steel chair up your head? All y'all need to sit your ass down. Let me tell these two 80-year-old virgins to have to call this show every day three or four times. Listen here, Jim, with all y'all, and John, with all your excessive calling every day, you two 80-year-old virgins calling every day. So insecure. So insecure. Just got to be spoken about. Just got to be talked about. I'm so insecure. Nobody can say anything about me. Sit your two 80-year-old virgin asses down and wait till your hand is raised before you say anything, too. I'll come up here with a steel chair and I'll start beating the hell out of some of you weak-ass callers so you can understand. You better recognize, baby. Don't get me started, baby. Hey, Paul, I talked to somebody at ABC, and they told me a little story about you. Can you tell me if it's true or not?
Of course.
I was told at ABC by a person that when you pitched the sitcom to, didn't you pitch it to ABC?
Yes.
I was told when you pitched that sitcom that the Legend character was immediately accepted. Yes, we'll take him. But when certain other Hall of Fame callers was brought up, ABC wasn't so interested in them. Is there any truth to that?
You know, well, the truth is, that is accurate. We pitched it to all four major networks, and ABC bought the sitcom, and obviously they had somebody in mind to play the lead and some other characters. So they ended up getting through the rough spots, and they still own the rights to the sitcom, and I'll do this gingerly, but I can confirm what you said.
Oh, we're back to that conversation we had on TV. You're not gonna do any of your callers then.
Well,
I got you, bro. I got you, man.
I'm a source here, and a source usually either confirms nor denies. I'm not your primary source. You got this information from someone else. I'm just confirming it.
Yeah. Well, I was told when I was brought up, they was like, well, who can we get an actor to play that role? Well, certain other characters were brought up, like Page 54 and others. They were like, I just don't understand that character.
Well,
I don't think
well, well, Legend, the reason why you, the reason why we knew who you were, we'd seen you before, so we could get Mickey Rourke to play you. We didn't know what the other guy looked like.
I got you. Hey, Paul, made my final arrangements today. Made my final arrangements. Got them all taken care of, brother. Don't worry, I'm not leaving anytime soon.
Okay, hold on a second. I wondered if I'd missed the funeral announcement, the obit.
No, I'm okay as far as I know. But I went ahead and made my final arrangements. And if I go before you go, I want to know if you take care of them for me. Can I count on you?
You
to do
can
that?
Count on me to be there. And I'm listen. I never like to barge in. I'll walk in and whatever you ask for, I will do.
Well, I put it in writing today. It's been signed. The funeral home's been chosen. I'm gonna be cremated. And my ashes is going to be sprinkled around Nick Saban's statue at Bryan Denny Stadium.
I can handle it.
All right. I'm counting on you. If you go before I go, I'll get squirrel somebody, but I'm counting
well,
on
the
you.
Only thing that, the only thing that bothers me is I didn't mind the other day and I had the same request.
Hey, I'm going to glory with Nick. When we come through the gates, baby, we're going to be roll tide, go to heaven and shouting. Me and Nick. That's it, right, Paul. I appreciate if you handle that. If your ass is there beside of it, we'll hang out together for eternity, brother.
You don't have to worry about a thing.
I got you, brother. Hey, dude, I love you. I had to get back on. I'm back, baby. I'm back from vacation. This is my yard, the Blockhead Yard. And Squirrel's Yard. You heard that, Chris? That's right. Chris Squirrel is an OG Black Hatter. Don't you talk about the Black Hat. And as far as the NFO, what is that, a reject from the NFL? Y'all better recognize this is my yard. The four-time Fire Bob champion has left the building.
Jim is next.
What a foolish, stupid, ignorant idiot, and totally in fantasy land. He's the one guy on his show that's in worse shape mentally than J.K., than even the brat from Texas A&M or whatever, the guy, what I'm talking about. Yeah. Anyway, this foolish acting, I don't know if he's a fool or not, but he's the closest thing to a fool that claims to be a... this guy is sick. He's sick, and you're sick too, Paul, by supporting that guy. I mean, really, you ruin your credibility. You know he can't compare with Page 54. You know that. And he's a damn loud mouth, nothing but a big blabber mouth, all loud talk, thinks that can bring it, thinks that can get it because he's loud mouth talk, brings nothing. He's got nothing of substance. He says nothing of good sense. He's got no character except low-life character. He's a sorriest human being, and he, like his buddy Squirrel, is a stalker. They've been stalking me, but they can't top me because they never played ball like I played ball. They can't come close to me. They can't lay a glove on me in any facet of athletics, of knowledge, of anything, and you know it. Danny Sheridan knows it. Tim Brando knows it, and the callers know it. And I don't care what you say. I don't care how much you suck up his ass. He's an ignorant fool, a no-good scumbag, a lowlife, no character. Everybody knows it. I got you. Elvis, it insults everybody when he calls himself Elvis. That's the biggest lie. He's not even close. Not even close. He's more closer to expired. And he's about to expire, it sounds like, making his arrangements. But I'm glad to hear it. I wish he would make. You know, I wouldn't be sorry if that guy left this earth. I guarantee he ain't going to heaven. I'm sorry. He's not, unless he repents, he's not got a chance to go to heaven. That's all I got. That's all I can give you. But it's a fact. All of it's fact.
Thank you very much, then, Jim. I appreciate it. We'll take a short break.
Is your schedule too packed to see a doctor about your erectile dysfunction? Well, with Hims, now you can get treated for ED without stepping foot outside your door. They're changing men's healthcare by providing access to affordable sexual health treatments from the comfort of your couch. Hims provides access to doctor-trusted ED treatment options such as chewable hard mints, brand name treatments like Viagra, or generic alternatives for up to 95% cheaper. The process is simple and entirely online. Just answer a series of questions and a medical provider will determine the right treatment option. If prescribed, your medication ships to you free. No insurance needed. So what are you waiting for? Join the hundreds of thousands of trusted Hims subscribers and get treated. Start your free online visit today at Hims.com/Paul. That's Hims.com/Paul for your personalized ED treatment options. Hims.com/Paul. Hard mints are chewable compounded products which are not approved by or verified for safety or effectiveness by the FDA. Prescriptions require an online consultation with a healthcare provider who will determine if appropriate. Restrictions apply. See website for details and important safety information. Subscription required. Price varies on product and subscription plan. This podcast is proud to be supported by Jet's Pizza, the number one pick in Detroit-style pizza. Why? It's simple. Jet's is better. With the thickest, crispiest, cheesiest Detroit-style pizza in the country, there's no competition. Right now, get $5 off any 8-corner pizza with code 8SAVE. That's the number 8, S-A-V-E. Go to JetsPizza.com to learn more and find a location near you. Again, try Jet's signature 8-corner pizza and get $5 off with code 8SAVE. That's the number 8, S-A-V-E. Jet's Pizza. Better because it has to be.
You're listening to the Paul Feinbaum Show podcast.
Welcome back. We have a couple of guests remaining. Let's get to our calls. And Rob is up next in Tennessee. Hey, Rob.
Hey, Paul. I'm really looking forward to July 1st because I think it's going to kick off a year-long celebration, honeymoon or whatever, of two new teams, Texas and Oklahoma.
Yes, sir.
But what I was wondering, will the SEC channel and your show in particular possibly be having special events or anything?
Yeah, you better believe we are. Okay, so I believe I have this correctly. On June 30th is a Sunday. On that day, I don't know the times yet, but there will be a I think it's a four-hour show live from Austin. That's a Sunday night. It will be a celebration of Texas joining the SEC. I think we'll all be there. It's going to be just, I think, bedlam. And then the next day in Norman, we will be doing this show from Norman, and then there'll be another show afterwards, so from campus. So yeah, we'll be on both campuses. I don't think this has been announced yet, so I think I'm preempting the announcement, but it'll be Sunday night in Austin, Monday afternoon, and Monday night in Norman.
Oh, that's cool. Will y'all be at Norman when Tennessee plays later?
I don't know exactly. I'm sure hoping we are. But that schedule has not been made yet. They're still trying to finalize the times of all those games. But that stuff will start coming out here very quickly. But we'll definitely be in both on Sunday and Monday, welcoming OU and Texas to the SEC. Squirrel will not be at either place, but he is here right now.
You don't know where I'm going to show up, Paul. You know that. But, I think Friday was the first time I've ever been cut off the air for cussing. And And I don't even know why that word carries so much weight. You know, there's other words that are
loud. By the way, I'm glad you met. We had a caller who I really like get cut off today. It wasn't for cursing, but it was a characterization. I am not the official show censor. I don't cut anyone off. But there are
I have no issue.
But Randy is in the other room, and he's got a hand on that button at all times.
Oh, well, and I'm not complaining about getting cut off. It was a word, as soon as it went through my lips, I knew I was going to get the hook. But it was one of the few times I get angry. But I just couldn't listen to that 80-year-old virgin Jesus freak psycho drag Laura's name through the mud with lies again, just like he did a few weeks ago when Alyssa was here. He also called me a pervert, which is weird. Paul, when you do your Friday shows at the college campuses, how many times has Jim showed up to one?
Never.
Zero? I've been to, in the past 10 years, I think I've been 5 times.
Yeah, I've seen you countless times.
Yes, and inside that fence right there where you guys operate, first of all, Laura's not just sitting in a chair off to the side of the camera, just mugging it around during your 4 hours. If she's even around, she's on another set doing her thing. Would you agree?
Yeah, well, she every Friday afternoon, she does about a 10-minute segment that airs that night with the rest of the crew.
Yeah. If she's there. Sometimes, like I said, who knows where she's at. But right. When I'm with you, I may see her maybe 3 minutes, maybe 4 minutes. On a percentage of 0 to 100, how much harassment would be allowed to Laura Rutledge on that set there?
Zero.
Zero? Yeah, zero, exactly. And nobody harasses anybody. If Jim would ever come out of his basement and come to a function like that, he'd see that everybody's really cordial, everybody's nice and pleasant. I usually stick around for about the first hour and a half, and then I dip out. I'm not needy. I don't expect you to pamper me or anything of that nature. I'm always appreciative.
And by the way, you have been to both Oxford and to Mississippi State. You personally witnessed one of the most bizarre shows ever at Mississippi State.
Yes, I was there. And I also saw you up in Knoxville, if you'll remember,
The
Tennessee-Alabama game. And I was headed to the stage in Baton Rouge, and I went by the Indian Mound by the stadium and ran some LSU tailgaters that I knew, and you can't get away from an LSU tailgate.
No.
But and he also claimed I was a pervert for about the 10th time. Paul, do you know the difference between someone kinky and a pervert?
Yeah, I mean...
Someone kinky...
I've always thought kinky was just a...
Someone kinky uses a feather. Someone perverted uses the entire chicken.
Yeah.
And Jim would fall in the latter category. Again, he's 79 years old. Dickie's never been married. Thanks for taking my call. Aloha.
Yeah, I'm still trying to answer that question, by the way. Alan in West Virginia. Hello,
hey,
Alan.
Hey, Paul. How you doing?
We are doing
how
great.
Hey, Paul.
Thank you.
Hey,
good to hear from
Paul?
You. We're doing great.
You too. What I'm calling about, I just said, the greatest coach in college football history is from West Virginia, right? Nick Saban, isn't that what everybody says?
Nick grew up, I believe, in Fairfield, West Virginia.
Right. So I'm just putting a mark on the SEC coaches. You know that your women's basketball coach that just got hired, Kim Stevens Caldwell, is from Parkersburg, West Virginia.
Okay.
Okay, so she's going to be taking over one of the most prestigious programs in the history of college basketball, right?
Right.
Built by the great Summit.
Correct.
So a little history with her is she went to Parkersburg High, went to Glenville State, won the national title in Division II at Glenville State.
Right.
Took them to the Final Four. Lost by 1 point in the Final Four, and I'm losing my voice, so that's why I sound like I do. But and then got the Marshall job at Marshall, West Virginia, Huntington, West Virginia, but got the Marshall job.
Sure.
Took him 26-7, made the NCAA tournament. So what I'm calling about is just a little bit of West Virginia history that involves the SEC conference down there. And the other thing I wanted to bring up is the history of the NFL, you know, the draft. I'm a Notre Dame fan. I know history don't mean a lot if it goes way back anymore, but Notre Dame has had the most players drafted in NFL history. Alabama's number four. You're still like 123 behind the Fighting Irish. Have a good day, Paul.
Thank you very much. We are going to pause here a couple of minutes. We come back. We'll talk to one of our friends about something that I think you'll be most interested in connection to who has the best job.
10 seconds on the clock. How many things can you name that are always growing? Your relationships, your skills, your customer base. How about businesses on Shopify? Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage, Shopify's there to help you grow. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/network, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/network now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. shopify.com/network.
Robert Half research indicates 9 out of 10 hiring managers are having difficulty hiring. If you have open roles, chances are you're feeling this too. That's why you need Robert Half. Our specialized recruiting professionals engage with our proprietary AI to connect businesses of all sizes with highly skilled talent in finance and accounting, technology, marketing and creative, legal, and administrative and customer support. At Robert Half, we know talent. Visit roberthalf.com today.
You're listening to the Paul Feinbaum Show podcast.
Welcome back. This is a story from 24/7 by Brad Crawford, ranking 10 best jobs in college football right now. This isn't a lifetime achievement award. Starts at Georgia, Texas, Ohio State, LSU, Alabama, Oregon, Oklahoma, Florida State, Michigan, and Texas A&M. Brad, always great to connect. Good afternoon. Let's start. Before you we even get to 1 through 10, what's the criteria? How do you come up with this?
Yeah, thanks for having me, Paul. This is always a difficult undertaking every spring because there's so many important factors that go into this best job dynamic. You must have expansive resources. You've got to have alignment with your administration staff. Be one of the elites in recruiting. You have to have NIL influence, like we've seen, you know, schools like Ohio State and Oregon have this cycle. You got to be able to flex NFL draft picks. Georgia's done it. Alabama's done it. Now Texas, all that stuff. So you kind of have to check every box to be one of college football's top 10 jobs. And believe it or not, 1 through 6 were pretty much in step with everyone I spoke to for this story.
So how do you differentiate between Georgia, Texas, Alabama, all the other? I mean, they all seem fairly similar to me.
It's very tough, but for Bama and Oregon, for instance, I've got Bama in the 5 spot, Oregon in the 6. A lot of folks I spoke with actually have Oregon ahead of Alabama right now heading into 2024 as far as top jobs go, and that's because of the expectations facing Kalen DeBoer. Whoever was chosen to follow Nick Saban was obviously going to be in this predicament of, man, I got to make the playoff every year. I need to be one of the top 2 or 3 teams in the SEC every season for the next 5 to 7 years. So DeBoer faces crazy expectations. And there's a reason, Paul, that Dan Lanning was contacted by Bama about that opening and chose to stay in Eugene.
Yeah, I think it's really interesting. The two of the coaches ahead of Alabama were essentially offered the job. I know Alabama wouldn't admit that, but we will.
Yeah, and you know, you look at Georgia too, and what Kirby Smart's been able to do in almost a decade there in Athens. That's why I had the Bulldogs in that top spot. He's pretty much built, let's face it, a mini Alabama there in Athens. There's synergy throughout the program. We've seen that at several places, and you know, Georgia's recruiting budget is bigger than the rest too. A couple of years ago, Georgia spent, I think it was $4.4 million just on recruiting. Kirby Smart's helicopter is getting a ton of mileage. So they're also in the middle of a recruiting rich state. That's why I have Georgia in that top spot.
I'm interested at the bottom of the top 10, A&M. I know they pay a good buyout there, according to Jimbo Fisher, but what prompted you, considering they've had turnover at the head coaching position and turnover at the AD's position?
Resources, and more resources. When I wrote the shell of this story a few weeks ago, I did not have A&M in my top 10. I had them top 15, somewhere in that 13, maybe 14 range. But I spoke to a pretty close source there in the Lone Star State, and they told me I can't put Texas in the top 5 and not put A&M in the top 10 because both of them spend gargantuan amounts of money on coaching and obviously NIL and player acquisition. We just saw Jimbo Fisher, Paul, get paid $76 million to walk out that door. That's 4 times the largest buyout ever paid to a college football coach. So A&M has money, and now it's up to Mike Elko to, you know, be the puppeteer of sorts and get this stuff straightened out in College Station.
Talking to Brad here about the best job. So who came close and didn't make the list?
Yeah, Florida was a team that came really close. Tennessee obviously has, you know, crazy revenue right now with their athletic department, especially football, doing so well there under Josh Heupel. Florida's a team, though, that I think maybe 3 to 5 years down the road might be a top 10 job again. Billy Napier obviously has to survive this 2024 season, brutal schedule, but he did sign a top 10 class. Coming off back-to-back losing seasons, that's pretty impressive in my opinion, and it still shows that there's talent in the Sunshine State and surrounding areas in the South that still want to play in Gainesville for one of the premier programs. So Florida and Tennessee are two teams, Paul, that just missed the threshold of my top 10 that I think can get there here in a year or two.
Who else in the SEC, maybe we would assume, but obviously did not make your list. Take us through some of the other near misses.
Yeah, some of the top jobs. I mean, one team that I think, you know, would certainly be there maybe a couple years from now, maybe even next year, is Ole Miss. There's a reason Lane Kiffin hasn't left Ole Miss yet, because he knows he can keep that job as long as he wants. And Ole Miss has shown a penchant for spending money this offseason. They did sign a, you know, top-rated portal class, which is what you need now 2024 and beyond, which is what this story consists of. So, you know, Ole Miss is not a elite college football job right now, not in the top 10. But it's a school that I think down the road, especially if they can retain someone like a Lane Kiffin and build something special. This expanded playoff, Paul, is going to really benefit teams like Ole Miss, because they have a roster now that's able to compete with the Bamas, the Georgias, and the Texases in the SEC.
You mentioned Texas. Let's talk about Oklahoma for a second, because they are the drafting partner of Texas joining the SEC here in a couple of months.
Oklahoma's a team that I think if the stock is still high, maybe you sell now. Between Texas and Oklahoma, I think if one of those programs regresses, say, over the next 5 to 10 years, it's likely the Sooners. And I know Oklahoma fans hate to hear me say that, but right now Texas is a step ahead in NIL. Obviously, Oklahoma has an AD who's been around there for 25 years, and Joe Castiglione, that a lot of folks I spoke to really love him. And you know, say that the administration at Oklahoma is one of the top as far as synergy goes in the Power 5, or I guess you could say Power 4 now. But Texas is the team that I think deserves that number 2 spot in this ranking. I've got them 5 or 6 spots ahead of Oklahoma. I mean, a couple of years ago during Arch Manning's recruitment, Texas spent $280,000 during his official visit, which is insane. That's more than some G5 program spent on recruiting over a couple months stretch. So Texas is spending money like nobody's business, and that's why right now it's a top 10 job.
Amazing stuff. Brad Crawford, always great to visit with you. We'll talk to you very soon, ranking the best jobs in America. We feel like we have a decent job here, and we'll come back, but we do have the best callers in America, and they will join us right after this.
This podcast is proud to be supported by Jet's Pizza, the number one pick in Detroit-style pizza. Why? It's simple. Jet's is better. With the thickest, crispiest, cheesiest Detroit-style pizza in the country, there's no competition. Right now, get $5 off any 8-corner pizza with code 8SAVE. That's the number 8, S-A-V-E. Go to jetspizza.com to learn more and find a location near you. Again, try Jet's signature 8-corner pizza and get $5 off with code 8SAVE. That's the number 8, S-A-V-E. Jet's Pizza. Better because it has to be. Now, let's talk about the play of the week. The pressure to follow up Hypnotic and Cognac weighing heavy on the team. Hypnotic was in the cup, blue, and ready for the play. And
Boom! Añejo Tequila came in with a smooth assist to Hypnotic's tropical fruit finish. Shaken, strained, poured. It was green and good! The playmaking splash shifted the tempo. Another great cocktail from the Hypnotic team. Every season is Hypnotic and Tequila season. Hypnotic Liqueur, Bardstown, Kentucky, 17% alcohol by volume. Hypnotic reminds you to think wisely, drink wisely.
You're listening to the Paul Feinbaum Show podcast.
And welcome back here, Monday afternoon, getting late. Augie is up next.
Paul, Rabbi's writing a book?
Well, it sounds like a collection. I don't know if I'd put him in the literary review yet.
Well, I was going to say, he needs to learn how to write an article before he writes a book. I mean, his hard-hitting news articles in LSU Sports.
Come on. I think Scott's one of my go-to reads for...
He's okay. He's okay. He just doesn't ask those tough questions because he's afraid, like a lot of these local hometown reporters, of losing favor with the coach, and they might exclude him or say nasty
things
about him.
Well, that is the new norm in covering college athletics. That's just the way we roll nowadays. We want to be in good with all the coaches.
So, Paul, would you pander and grovel and shine Nick Saban's shoes just so he'll give you an interview? Would you do that?
No, I would not.
Okay. All right. So, stop.
I think my record's pretty clear on that.
Okay, you need to tell these youngsters.
But
to have
there
backbone.
Is a difference, though, between me and what these other people do.
There was a difference between Patton and the other generals. I mean, some get it
true.
Done, and others just lack,
some became,
while they gather around.
Some became Dwight Eisenhower and became the commander of all the supreme commander and the president, and some got killed in an accident and had George Scott play them in a movie.
Okay. Yes, right. And who do we love today? George C. Scott. But, Paul, it was good to hear Harry come up with some esoteric LSU history. And what about your boy, Daryl from the barbershop? He was calling, Paul, complaining because LSU won a series against the number one team in the country. Can you believe that?
I did hear that. He was worried that that would be held against them couple weeks from now when the committee meets and decides LSU's fate.
But we're talking LSU baseball, Paul. They've been so terrible all year, yet they win the biggest series of the year so far for us, and he's complaining. So why did you guys be 14-4? You won 2 out of 3, Daryl. He needs to go back to the
barbershop. I think you heard me. I was quite upbeat on the Tigers.
You were, and Paul, I've got to give you kudos. Because you cut John from Louisville off today. Again, inane, obvious observations on esoteric sporting news with his insightful, thought-provoking analysis. I mean, his conclusions are like night gallery. You know where he's going to
end
up.
Work with me, Augie. Work with me, Paul. I need some help here, will you?
Oh, let's go.
All right, here's the thing. Did you hear this lying scumbag fool Legion? You know he's a here's the thing I want to tell you, Augie, and you know this. I think you know. I play a lot of ball and played excellent. Anybody knows that knows me in Tuscaloosa. All right, here's what I'm saying. That fool, he's fat, he's ugly, he's insecure. You know why he's insecure? Same with the with the stalker, Squirrel. They both never played ball. They don't know nothing. All they can do is run their loud mouth lies. They're stalkers.
Well, we know Squirrel did play football because he's posted some pictures.
Well, he might have played, but he wasn't worth a damn.
He played in high school at Oak Ridge, and he played at East Tennessee State.
I don't care, Paul. He's ugly and fat. He's fat. Here's the thing. I'm trim and slim right now. I'm not near 80 years old. Both of them are lying idiots. And all I can do is because they're jealous of me. Do you agree with that? You agree with that, Augie? You've been in the courtroom.
Well,
what do you think?
Let me put it this way. Everybody
Do we need to qualify you as a hostile witness so he can't ask?
Why don't you let him talk, Paul? You always interrupt when it's on me. When something good comes from me.
You're stepping on a good call. And what are you?
That's Paul. That's what Paul does.
A good call. I mean, this is.
Go ahead, Augie. I give you the floor. I give you the floor, Augie. It's yours.
Thank you. So, Jim, if you didn't call in for a year, you know who would be the most talked about guy on the show?
Same as me? You. The same,
It would be you. Everybody.
Well, it's been me every day for about 10 years, Augie.
I believe it. Now, Jim, you named two people. What about this guy, AJ?
AJ's just a complete blithering idiot. He don't even need to be mentioned in anything. But this Legion fool has got other people, some people fooled. He's got Paul fooled. I think he's got Paul scared. That's what he tries to scare people with his loud mouth. He can't handle doing nothing. He'll go back to jail in New York second. You know how fast that is? You know how fast New York second is, I know.
Pretty quick. That's less than half a second.
I'm trying to cut my hand, see if you can see it. That's how fast it is. But anyway, he's just a lying fool. They're insecure, Augie. They can't stay up with page 54. I appreciate your support. You know a truth. You know a real deal. And you know what? Let me tell you something. You know this, Augie. My sapient wisdom God gave me has told me this many times. Birds of a feather flock together. That's what those two fools are. Same birds, ugly, dirty feathers.
Hey, I'm going to imitate a Legion call with just a few guttural sounds. Woo! Woo! Nick Saban, that's his call. That's about.
You know what? But I'm gonna tell you something. I'm gonna give you credit. I'm gonna give you a compliment, Augie. You're not. You did that, but you didn't do it as stupid because you're not that stupid. You can't do it like he can do it because he's. So,
I know.
He's
I can't. I can't reduce my brain cell power that's to what get I'm to Legion level.
Your call. It imitated him what he says, but it didn't do it. Now I can do it. That's how that fool sounds because he's a solid fool.
So Jim, why do you think Paul entertains Legion? I mean, Paul's on the line.
That's the biggest mystery. Paul, I mean, that is a mystery we need to get to the bottom of. I'm telling you, Augie, that is a mystery. I cannot understand.
Okay, I mean,
Paul, I think you're afraid of him. You told me he threatened you on an email one day.
I never said that.
I got the email. You told me that.
Paul, do you need a restraining order?
Yeah, Jim, I mean to interrupt this love fest here, but that's not true.
You told me that, Paul.
Well, if you can show me the evidence of that, but otherwise.
Well, I've got the email. I don't want to embarrass you, but I've got the email, Paul.
I'm sure you do.
You told me he threatened you.
Hey, whatever it takes to avoid hostilities and violence, then I'm all for it. So if that means we have to humor Legion, I'm okay with that. But what I need to know is
you're not
going to
humor that
fool.
You're going to be scared. You don't think God can protect you from that moron? He can't lift a hand. I tell you the truth. I'm going to tell you the truth, Augie. Somebody jumped on my back one day. I was anointed by God. I promise you. I don't know if I am or not now. I was anointed. And the Bible says, touch not mine anointed and do my servants no harm. A guy jumped on my back in a bar about 20 years ago. I'm telling you that God's gospel.
Oh, hold on. What happened in the bar, Jim? I've never heard this story. What happened at the bar?
Well, you're going to hear it now if you'll shut up and listen.
Oh, okay.
He jumped on my back and touched me.
Why did he jump on your back?
Because I was in a rotten nightclub trying to get my friend out of there, and they kicked his ass all over the floor, and I was trying to get him before he got killed, and that's why. And I tried. So I went in there trying to get him, and when the guy jumped on my back and 15 of them started chasing me, I ran. Outran them all and went to one of their girlfriend's park trailers and called my buddy, who was a great basketball player at Alabama. He came and got me. He wouldn't even stop by there to help the other guy that was a friend of his, too. Here's the point I'm making. 5 days later, Paul, this is the honest truth. You think I'd lie about this?
No.
5 days later, they showed a picture of the guy that tried to jump, that jumped on my back. The paper said he was out in his little yard trying to till his soil with his tractor. It ran over him and chewed him into 1,000 pieces. That's a God's
truth. Oh, my Lord.
Paul,
you better call Legion and tell him to be careful because what he said today, it sounds like he's not going to be around much longer.
He might not.
Hey, guys, is it possible I could jump in here and say thank you to both of you?
Thank you, Paul.
Thank you. Jeff is up next.
My goodness, that was a sapient lead attorney in the paralegal in the courtroom right there.
I don't know about Jim holding hands with the paralegal there.
Yeah, I mean, well, Jim's the lead attorney in that duo right there, and the paralegal was
Augie was
all the
basically
evidence.
Getting Danish and coffee for Jim.
Right, exactly. Hey, Paul, if you can, I run a couple records, college football teams' last 10 years records to you real quick?
Sure.
7-6, 5-7, 8-4, 9-1, 8-5, 9-4, 7-6, 8-5, 8-5, 8-5. You know who that would be?
I really don't know.
That was the team that your boy Matt from San Antonio was trying to stumble and bumble and you know, the guy I can hardly even understand him, but the guy comes in here with that kind of team's record, and he's going to rip on Ohio State? I mean, Matt, you can't even put two sentences together. Why are you going to try to come in here with those kind of stats and run your mouth against a program like Ohio State? Hell, we stole your AD from you. That's what it shows. Your AD even knew it was best to get out of College Station and come up here to Columbus. He knows where it's at. I mean, what do you think, Paul? Is there any comparison between Ohio State and Texas A&M? Be honest.
No.
This night and day difference. I think Texas A&M is the most overrated program in all of college football, in my opinion. I've thought that for years. They've never done anything. What's the best thing they've ever done in recent history?
They got into the SEC.
Well, yeah, but they can't win. Everybody thought they'd come to the SEC and win, and they're going to get passed by in 1 or 2 years by their rival Texas when they get to the SEC. They'll curb stomp A&M most years, don't you think?
I haven't come to that conclusion yet.
But you're leaning that way, I can tell, Paul. Just come out and say it.
I'm not even sure they'll win. Sure they'll win this year at Kyle Field. That's a brutal game.
Yeah. I mean, I don't understand where every year Matt comes in here and wants to know about the Texas A&M quarterbacks all year, and he thinks they're going to do something. Hell, they haven't done anything since he's made his debut on your show, Paul.
You're listening to the Paul Feinbaum Show podcast.